KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear and 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny here today with a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. News is brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. The Iowa Department of Public Safety reported late last night that an arrest had been made in connection to the death over the weekend of a Coon Rapids man. 21-year-old Travis Jeffrey Barker of Coon Rapids was taken into custody Wednesday evening on a charge of murder in the first degree in connection with the death of 28-year-old William Smith on Sunday. Barker's bond has been set in the amount of $1 million. He's currently in custody at the Carroll County Jail awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Police say that paramedics and authorities were called to a residence in Coon Rapids at around 1 p.m. Saturday for a man that was involved in an altercation. That man was identified as 28-year-old William Smith, who was taken to the St. Anthony Regional Medical Center in Carroll for treatment and later flown to Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines, where Smith was pronounced dead late Sunday afternoon. The cause of death was determined to be an epidermal hematoma. William Smith and Travis Barker were roommates. News time is 7:08. Fall is here, and Masker Plumbing and Heating wants to make sure your home's heating system is working efficiently. Call Dwayne Masker of Masker Plumbing and Heating at 243-2260. Dwayne and the guys will be happy to come to your home and professionally check your furnace and do any necessary repair work, including changing your furnace filters. They want to make sure your current heating system is working properly. Not only does Masker Plumbing and Heating do repairs, they are your local York Heating and Cooling Systems dealer in Atlantic. York offers a high-efficiency heat pump, and with the purchase of a high-efficiency heat pump, Atlantic Municipal Utility customers will receive a discounted rate from October to April. So heat your home more efficiently this year by stopping by Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut in downtown Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-2260. An Essex woman pleaded guilty Tuesday in Montgomery County District Court to two counts of homicide by vehicle, reckless driving, in connection with the November 28, 2010 crash near Red Oak that claimed the lives of two Cumberland children, Malachi and Alex Todd, and critically injured the boy's mother, Nina McNeese. The crash occurred when a car driven by 18-year-old Carly Jo Brown passed two vehicles on a hill and hit McNeese's vehicle head-on. Court documents said Brown was driving 74 miles per hour in a 55 zone and texting on her cell phone at the time of the crash. Brown, who turned 19 this past May, had faced charges which included the two counts of vehicular homicide by reckless driving and one count of serious injury by vehicle. She had previously pleaded not guilty to all three charges. In return for her guilty plea, however, prosecutors dropped a charge of serious injury by motor vehicle. Brown now faces the possibility of a 10-year prison sentence on each count. Her sentencing is set for Monday, November 7th. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest Wednesday evening of 49-year-old Gary L. Matson of rural Villisca. Matson was taken into custody on a warrant charging him with fifth-degree theft. He was arrested without incident and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was released after posting a $300 cash bond. And the Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Wednesday evening of a Corning man on an OWI charge. Scott Cornish was taken into custody at around 7:30 p.m. The committee tasked with deciding how to fill a vacancy on the Cass County Board of Supervisors, which was created by the death of Supervisor Charles Keenan on September 3rd, will meet this afternoon at 3 o'clock. The meeting takes place in the Supervisors' Boardroom in the Cass County Courthouse. The precincts composing Cass County Supervisor District 2 are Atlantic Ward 2, Grove Township 2, that portion of Grove Township northwest of the Atlantic City limits, and Atlantic Ward 3. According to the Code of Iowa, a vacancy position may be filled by an appointed committee of county officers for the period until the next pending election and within 40 days the vacancy is created. If a petition is filed with a county auditor requesting a special election to fill the vacancy within 14 days of publication of the appointment becomes temporary and a special election will be called for. If a special election is held to fill the office for the remaining balance of the unexpired term, the committee will have to give 30 days' notice to the public. If a special election were to be held with the city election in November, the filing period would be the same as the city election. Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday approved a redistricting and reprecincting plan proposed by a three-member committee tasked with drafting it based on the results of the 2010 census. The committee, comprised of Sherry Telly, Board Chair Dwayne McFadden, and Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman, first met on June the 22nd to begin the process. Under the new plan, which retains the five supervisor districts, Supervisor District 1 would include Districts 2 and 3 in the City of Atlantic, along with the Brighton, Grove, Pimosa, and Washington townships. Supervisor District 4 includes the Cass, Bear Grove, Pleasant, Noble, Edna, and Victoria townships. And Supervisor District 5 would include the Benton, Franklin, Grant, Lincoln, Union, and Messina townships. It shifts around some of the townships, but Sunderman said the plan ultimately makes it more convenient for voters.
We had possibly two different plans that were available, but the one made so many changes and would have been not convenience of the voters. We just basically decided, well, we'll look at the other one that looks like it's possible, which is as close as possible to the current breakout. And so that came up that all we had to do to come up with that was move Benton over with the district that was five townships, now becomes six townships.
He said the committee had very strict guidelines and tight margins to deal with in creating the plan. They had to try and make sure there were 2,791 persons in each district. He said they only had less than a 1% margin to play with according to the new rules which were established by the legislature.
From that, we have to look at the largest variation allowed between the population of the supervisor districts and the ideal district population. We multiply the ideal district population by 0.01. And therefore, our difference variation, the average, would be 27.91.
And Sunderman said they tried to come up with a plan that would not split any of the precincts, which include townships, cities, or city wards. The supervisors will hold two public hearings on an ordinance adopting the plan they approved on Wednesday. The first takes place during their meeting on September the 14th. News time is 7:13.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Master Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Master Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcements, 88-year-old George Bodie, a longtime rural Lewis resident, died Sunday. Graveside services for George Bodie will be today at 10 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Eric Larson, age 48, of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Celebration of Life service for Eric Larson will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Victor Bauer, age 92, of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Victor Bauer will be today at 10:30 at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 84-year-old Alice Kindison of Exira died Sunday. Funeral services for Alice Kindison will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. 73-year-old Sharon Lauk of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield died Friday. A memorial service for Sharon Lauk will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. 35-year-old Corey William Menifee of Atlantic died Tuesday at his home. Memorial services for Corey Menifee will be held on Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. 92-year-old Fern Brew of Glendale, Arizona, and formerly of Stewart, died on September 1st. Funeral services for Fern Brew will be held on Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. 76-year-old Ramona Jane Keating of Stewart died Monday. Funeral services for Ramona Keating will be on this next Monday at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. And 67-year-old Paul Esplund, a lifelong Atlantic resident, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Paul Esplund are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news this hour, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News.